First of all, I just wanted to invite the entire chevra to us to this prayer, Mitzvah Hashem. I know in past years we've done it elsewhere, it's been a little tight in terms of room, but this year we'd like to make sure that everybody can come. So if anybody would like to join the Suda, hopefully locally, please let me know so that we can try to prepare, and we'd love to have you. This week's parasha, Torah tells us, "Vayhi kol ha-shofar." There was a shofar. Then it says, "Vayivra Hashem al Har Sinai, al Rosh Ahor." The Kadosh Baruch Hu came down on Har Sinai. I just want to discuss this pasuk a little bit. The implications of what it means that the Kadosh Baruch Hu came down on Har Sinai. But Behekta and Behakdama, I just want to discuss that which Chazal say. The Shmuz is going to be circling around this idea of the 13th Midah in the Brayse of Bishma. This idea of having a steer between two psukim and depending upon a third pasuk to come to be machriya. Something very interesting happens after that. All of a sudden, we burst into a Yehiratzim Afanacha Shebanim Bisabigdash Mimher Vemina Bisayin Chalkinim Bisayasacha. What does the Idgim Amidas have to do with Binyan Bisamigdash? So it seems like a very odd place to have a tefillah of Binyan Bisamigdash after discussing such a technical brisa about how to darshan the Torah. First thing we should understand about the Idgim Amidas is that there is a Seder. The very first midah, I think we've once mentioned before, is a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is something which is obvious to the seichel. That if you can lift up something which is heavy, you can lift up something which is light. It begins with the seichel, and then it moves forward, it moves farther and farther away from the seichel, until it gets to the very last of the idgim amidas, which is shnei chesuvim machishim zedzeh. Shnei chesuvim machishim zedzeh is a plia tzuma, how it could be that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is perfect taira, there could be two psukim which outward the rightly are sois to one another. That you should need a kosav ashlishi. So as you move farther away from the beginning of the Yidgim Midos, you come to eventually with a stira, which is just a complete bomb to the seichel of the kal v'chomer. So there clearly is a seder. This third pasuk, which is Machriya Beinehem, it's called the Kosav HaShlishi. This is the Kosav HaShlishi. What exactly is the Kosav HaShlishi? Of course, it just means that it's the third pasuk which we pluck out of somewhere, which is Machriya between two stiras of Pesukim. But Chanir L'Nestaiti, that it refers to HaKosav HaShlishi, which is the third pasuk in the Torah. The third pasuk in the Torah, which is the Kosav HaShlishi, is absolutely a machriya. How so? Let's take a look at the first two psukim in the Torah. Bereishis bara lekim es ha-shamayim ve-es ha-aretz. Which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a full world. Chazal say, es ha-shamayim ve-es ha-aretz means l'ra'abos tal-do-sehem. Meaning not just shamayim ve-aretz, but everything in shamayim ve-aretz was created with the Maimon Rishon of Bereishis bara lekim es ha-shamayim ve-es ha-aretz. So the very first pasuk refers to a full and complete world. What does it say right after that? V'haaretz ha'sasov avohu. Nothing in the world. This world is absolutely empty. Meaning so empty that it's tohu avohu. So what's the machriya? The kosav ha-shlishi is machriya b'nehem. V'yomer elokim yihi or v'yihi or. That the creation of light, with the creation of light, we could be machriya between these shnei psukim hamachishim zeh. Because the or, of course, is not just a simple or. It refers, as Chazal tell us, numerous places, it refers to the or hagonis, the very first or. The or which was created before the Maimer of Bereishis. So in essence, the third pasuk, which is the Kosav HaShlishi hamachriya, is really not the third pasuk at all. The reason why it's machriya is because it becomes before the first two psukim of Bereishis Bara Elokim and V'haaretz Ha'isasova, which are the shnei chutzim machishim de'edze. That's why machishim is a lashon choshech. So osi is choshech. Because when you have shnei chutzim machishim de'edze, when they're in steer with each other, they put a tzeil, they put a shadow, a concealment on each other, which creates a choshech. That's machishim. It's a lashon choshech. So to come out of that machishim, out of that choshech, you need an or. Vayomer Elokim yor, vayhi or. It's the cause of Ashishi HaMachriya between the sphere of Choshech created between these two psukim. That's why it says, Shnei Ksuvim HaMachishim Zeh Ed Zeh. Zeh is Gematria 12, and Zeh is Gematria 12. What do we mean by that? Because there's 12 hours of daytime, and there's 12 hours of nighttime. That's also a Shnei Ksuvim HaMachishim Zeh Ed Zeh. The sun and the moon is Shnei Ksuvim HaMachishim Zeh Ed Zeh. What happened was that on the night of Makas Bechoros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed the cost of HaShlishi HaMachriya B'nei. How so? Because Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when he brought the Makah of Makas Bechoros, it was in the nighttime. But Chazal say he lit up the night as bright as the sun in Tkufas Tamas. Meaning at its peak. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, with this Makas Bechoros, was being machriya between the Or and the Choshech, between Yom and Melayla. And he was being megala that even the Choshech, there's a tremendous Or. Not that one should think that Kadosh Baruch Hu took the Or from somewhere else and brought it down into the Choshech. No. It means that from within the Choshech, Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed the Or. The Or Hagonas, which is buried. Where is the Or Hagonas buried? In the Choshech. So therefore, at the night of Makas Bechoros, there was a revelation of this Vayomer Elokim Yihi Or, which is Machriya between the Or and the Choshech. Because the Or is always Machriya between Shnei Ksupim HaMachishim, because Machishim is Choshech. It's not the Pshat Shnei Ksupim HaMachishim Zeh Zeh, that this 12 hours versus this 12 hours of day and night, so the Kos of HaShlishi, which is the Or, is Machriya Beinehem. That's why it was dafka done at Chatzos Laila. Because Chatzos Laila means that from there was a crack which let out in the center of the light, of the night, the Or HaGonas, which was buried. And that's why Makas Bechoros, which is the 10th, and the very last Makah, is connected the last of the Yud Gimel Midos, which is Shnei Chutzim HaMachishim Zeh Zeh. Because the last always corresponds to the last. And we'll see momentarily how it corresponds to the Akedah as well, which is obviously the 10th Nisayon, connected the 10th Makah, Mitzvah Shem. We have a similar thing, therefore, on Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, of course, we know that there's three parts to Havdalah. There's the Yayin, the Samim, and then there's the Or. Chazal tell us, Ein Mevarchem Al Or Ela B'Motzei Shabbos. The only time, even if you make Havdalah, let's say on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you only do the Or on Motzei Shabbos. Why? Because the Bria of Or was Dafka on Motzei Shabbos. Right? Now, this light, which Chazal are referring to, this Ish, which was made on Motzei Shabbos, is referring to two things. One Al Pipshat and one Al Pisod. Al Pipshat, it's referring to the Or which Adam HaRishon created on Motzei Shabbos. Now, let's just look at that first before we move on to the deeper Pshat. How exactly did Adam HaRishon create the Or? The Gemara says in Yerushalmi Brachos, it says, Zimin lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'Adam HaRishon shnei ra'ofen, that Hashem gave Adam two stones, two rocks, v'hikishen zeh l'zeh, and he rubbed them together, v'yatza mehena Or uberech aleho, and out came the Or and he gave a bracha. What do you see from here? How do you create Or? Or is created by rubbing two rocks together. Two stones, two contradictions create a light. So that's why the Kos of HaShlishi, which is Vayomer Elokim Yihi Or, is given birth to and from the Shnei Ksuvim HaMachishim Zeh Zeh. Because it takes two rocks. A rock is something which is difficult. It's a kasha. It's hard. It's kasha. when you take a davar kasha, one davar kasha, and you take a second davar kasha, and you rub them together like this, out comes the or, which is the kasa of Ashlishi. So gufa an motzei Shabbos from the shnei ksuvim machishim was created the or, which is the kasa of Ashlishi. And what does it say? V'yatzim an or uberech alah. Came out, and he made a brach on it. The source and the root of Adam HaRishon's light, which is a nechama for him after his chayv, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's or, which he created in the Motzei Shabbos, which is what we spoke about before. Really, although it says in the Kosav HaShlishi, the creation of or, V'yom Elkim Hi Or, Vayi Hi Or, the Zohar already says, why does it say V'yom Elkim Hi Or, Vayi Hi Or? It should say Vayi Hi Chayn. To tell you, says the Zohar, that it really wasn't created now. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a dibur, V'yom Elkim Hi Or, don't think that it was created after the Maamar of Bereshis. No, it was created before the Maamar of Bereshis. So really, the creation of this or precedes Bereshis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim Ves Haaretz. That's why it doesn't say Vayehi Chen. It says Vayehi Or.
What would that imply, Vayehi Chen?
It means that it came into being now. Vayehi Elokim Yehi Or, Vayehi Chen. Oh, showed up. Vayehi Or means that it wasn't created now. Hashem pulled it out from a place which it was already created earlier. So again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's or was the first or created on Motzei Shabbos, and the second was on the Marishos. But the fourth or was created on Motzei Shabbos, and that's why when we make a brach on or, on Motzei Shabbos, it's a mi'ein of the light of the Or HaGonis, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, on the first Motzei Shabbos, i.e. before the Yom Rishon was created. Now let's take a look at the Seder of the Brachos. We do Yayin, then we do Besamim, and then we do Or. Yayin is a remez to the guf. Like the Mishnah says, Kol ha-noydim min atirosh, anybody who makes a neder from having wine, he's moder mikol mina misika. He can't have any sweets, any pleasures of eating. So, because yayin is considered to be the ultimate hanas ha-guf. Now, besamim is what? It's considered keneged the neshama. Because the Gemara says, Ezehu chosh, what is the chos? That the neshama gets hana from. Gemara says that's the chush hareach. Kohan neshama to halulka, haluluka. Right? It's a neshima because it's a lashon neshama. So what do we have here? From the very first two brachos on Havdalah, we have a stira. We have a stira shemayim ba'aretz. We have yain, which is an indulging in the hanas haguf. And then we have besamim, which is completely shemayimi, completely neshamadik. So that's shnei ksuvim achishim. So what do you have next? The brach on the or. That's why you're mavdal on the or, because the or is machriya between the yayin and the besamim.
Why are they machrishim?
Because if a person, if he's a guf, then he's not a neshama. If he's a neshama, he's not a guf. This is getting to what we're going to talk about by Yirid Hashem Alei Sinai. Let me get to that. Many ways, the guf and the neshama are stira. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Therefore, the yayin and the besamim are stira to each other until the or comes in his machia. This, by the way, agav is connected Purim and Yom Kippur, because Purim is complete indulgence in the guf, which is why the mitzvah is chayv nishul besumei ad lo yadam, which is mamish to a complete extreme. Whereas Yom Kippur is the complete opposite; it's complete extreme of the neshama. So therefore, the yayin is b'chinas Purim on Motzei Shabbos, and the besamim is b'chinas Yom Kippur. The only thing which is machriya b'neim is the chaf. Yeah? Chaf is the machriya b'neim. I'm not sure why the chaf has to do with the or. But it's machriya. Hence, Vayomer Elokim Yihi Or is gematria or choshech. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that light, it was machriya between the or, which is the first pasuk, and the choshech apnei tahayim, because it's kolo both the or and the choshech.
Will you have between Yom Kippur and Purim?
Hmm?
Between Yom Kippur and Purim?
Yeah. Ah,
maybe. Two rocks.
There you go. It could be. It's good. Speaking about Purim for a second, the Lashon in the Yerushalmi was Zimin lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Adam HaRishon Shnei Ra'afim v'hikishin zeh l'zeh. Hikishin zeh l'zeh means he rubbed them together like a davar kasha. Kishin is a lashon kasha. That's a lashon kushya. We find this also by Purim, that we have also shnei dvarim kasher. We have Haman and Achashverosh. Haman and Achashverosh. What happened was that at first they were in cahoots together. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ace and he had them go against each other. So at first they were two rocks who were in shalom with each other. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to go like this with them. Right? And out came the light of Purim. Like Hudim Haisa Oira, which is the light. Because the light which came out of this Hikishon between Haman and Achashverosh produced the light of the Or. Lehutim Haisa Oira, V'simcha V'sasan. Sasan is Gematria Shlishi, which is the Or Shlishi, Kasav Shlishi. So from there comes this light. Mordechai is this light. That's why Mordechai is called Mordechai ben Yair ben Kish. Yair is a Lashon Or, ben Kish. Kish is a Lashon Hikishon Zelazeh. Because Mordechai was the Or which is produced from the Hikishon Zelazeh between Haman and Achashverosh. Other examples of this as well. For example, in the Gemara Chagiga Tesvav, it says that when Acher passed away, he went up to Shemayim, so they didn't know what to do with him. They said, Loi Meiden Lidaine, we can't judge him, because he was Asak Baraisa, because he learned Torah. It says, we can't bring him Lama Da'ase, because he's a Chote. Achibar Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir says, Meitav De Lidaine, V'leisi Lama Da'ase. Let us be done him, and then we'll bring him into Olam Haba. It's such a gevaldige einfall, it seems like, right? Let's do both. Right, let's don him, and then bring him in. Right? So what's the pshat? The pshat is that we had in front of us shnei ksub machishin. What do you do with Acher? So who could be machriya? Rebbe Meir. Because Rebbe Meir is a lashon or. Rebbe Meir means a great or. Because when you have shnei ksub machishin, you need an or gadol to be machriya b'nei. That's Rebbe Meir. Similarly, you have also on Mosi Shabbos, which is this man of Shnei Chsuv Machishim. One of the things which we say in Vitan Lecha is, we say, B'chol mokum shatza mosek dulasa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sham atam moitza an v'san nisa. Wherever you find the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is godless, you also find his anivas. Ba'emes, this is a stira. Because whenever there's godless, there's, what do you have? You have another. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a Shnei Chsuv Machishim Zedze. That's the idea on Mosi Shabbos, which we say. That the Gedula, which is a kosad echad, and the anava, which is a kosav asheni, right? There's a machriya zedze. So that's why, what does the chazal go on to do in order to be machriya b'nehem? How does it bring it? It says it's a davar which is mishulosh b'torah b'nevim u'b'chsuvim. Right? It brings psukim from Torah, Nevim, and Chsuvim. Why? That's on this open. Because you need a kosav ashlishi. So since you're being machriya between the gedula and the anava Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal do it in an open of Mishulash Baksuvim. That's what it says. The Lashon is, it's Mishulash Baksuvim. Mishulash Baksuvim means it's the cost of Ashlishi. It's the cost of Ashlishi. That's why we bring it three times from Tanakh. Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, right? Which, and Tanakh is Gematria Yehi Or Vayehi Or. Because Dafka, by bringing it from these three, it's the Yehi Or, which is Machriya, between Gedulaso and on Mesanuso Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You find again by Yosef and Ishas Potiphar. It says Yosef also had Shnei Chsuv Machishim Zedzeh. On the one hand, he saw that he was destined to be with her. They're supposed to have children together. But he was also had an Avera of Ishas Ish. So there was a destiny to be with her. On the one hand, that's a Kos of Echad, and there's a Kos of Asheni, which says you can't. So he needed a Kos of Ashlishi, right? Kos of Ashlishi. That Kos of Ashlishi, it says Vayimain. That was his answer. Vayimain. What does it say on top of the Vayimain? What trap? Shasheles. Kosav Ashlishi. Shasheles is the Kosav Ashlishi, which is why HaKosav Ashlishi is Gematria Koach Shasheles. The Koach of the Shasheles is the Luchina of the Kosav Ashlishi Machir Binim.
Purim.
Were
there two Pesachim in the Purim? Were there two
Mamish Pesachim? I'm not sure. Could be. You also have in Parshas Vayera. In Parshas Vayera, it says like this: Vayera Hashem Elohim, that Hashem appeared to Avraham. And he was sitting at the Pesach HaOhel. And then, Vayisayna Vayar v'nei shlosh anashim yitzavim alav. Then he had three people, three malachim standing in front of him. So it's a kosova, it's a stira. It's a stira. Who do you give chashivas to? He says he didn't know what to do. He says, does he run to them or does he not run to them? On the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. How can I do the Shekhinah? Yet, I have to do Achnasas Orchim. That's what the Medrash says. It says Vayar twice. Vayar, Vayar. It says Avram was in a conflict. It says, Chazal say, Rab b'shechina v'rab malachim. He saw the Shekhinah, saw the malachim. He didn't know what to do. So that's why, Achayavo hakos v'ashlishi v'achir b'neihem. Right? This is the third pasuk. The third pasuk in the parsha is Machir. What does it say? Vayomer Adonai imna matzah sichin b'necha na'as Avram me'alavdecha. So he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you wait, and I'm going to go do the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orachim. From which Chazal learned, Gedol HaHachnasas Orachim Yoser Mikabalas Pnei Shechina. Right? So the third pasuk is literally the Kosat HaShlishi HaMechriyeh between Abraham's dilemma. Yeah? So this is your mamash to your Kosat HaShlishi. Kosat HaShlishi in Pashas Vayir. Vayir is Gematria, is Or, right? So now watch. What does Rashi say here? Rashi is a very interesting thing. Rashi says, "Va'afal pishak hasav acher vayaretz likrasam ha'amira koydim lachein ha'isa," meaning, even though it says first "vayar vayaretz likrasam," that Avram already had ran to get them, yet in the next pasuk, right, it says that Avram says to Hashem, "Wait, let me go run after them." Right, which is a kasha, which is a difficulty, because it says that Avram already ran, and then he's telling Hashem he's going to run. So really, it should say Vayomer Hashem Imnom Matzasichem Beinecha. Wait here a second, let me go, and then it should say Vayav Vayaretz Likrasam, but it doesn't. So Rashi says Derech Hamikros L'Daberkein. Right, this is the way that the psukim sometimes speak. As I said before, it's Liyodim Ruchi Bada. Right? Sometimes it happens this way. It's a sure thing. Sometimes it happens this way, and Rashi has one example where you find that sometimes it happens that it puts it out of order. What do you mean it does it like that? It should say in order. It should say that Hashem was told by Avram, stay here and I'm going to go run. So Elamai, why does it do it backwards? Why does it do it backwards? Because it makes perfect sense. Because the whole Indian here is a kosav ashlishi ha-machriya b'neihem. But what did we say before about a kosav ashlishi? That even though it's placed shlishi, it really comes first. Like the or. That even though it says or, which is the third pasuk in Torah, that's the kosav ashlishi machim between the first two. Yet, even though it's placed third, it really comes first. So to here, that's the same thing also. But even though it's placed third, Rashi says, even though it comes third, it's not really supposed to be third. It's really supposed to be first. Ah. Because if you understand in the light that it's the kosav ashlishi machriya, now you can understand why, even though it's third, it really comes first. That's why it's out of order, but yet that out of order is really in order. Sorry if it wasn't so clear. And I forgot to point out also, by Yosef, it says, V'loi chosach mimeni mu'uma. Chosach, it's a lesson of choshach. It's a meaning of osios machishin zedze. Vayir Hashem al HaSinai. Listen to the Lashon of the Medrash. It says in the Mechilta, Ki min Hashamayim dibarti imachem. Hashem says, I speak to you from Shamayim. That's one pasuk. V'kosav echan oimer vayir Hashem al HaSinai al Rosh Ahar. Yet another pasuk implies that when Hashem speaks to us, He speaks to us from the heart. Keitzad yiskayim b'shnei mikros halalu, bosh lishi v'hichriya. Then you need a third pasuk. Min hashamayim hishimi'ache es kolu liasrecha, v'al ha'aretz hero es esho hagadola u'dvarv shamate mitocha esho. Really, it's both. Hashem spoke on the aretz from Shamayim, which came down on the aretz. What do you see from here? That Matan Torah, which is the Dvar Hashem, which is the ultimate experience of Matan Torah, which is that Hashem revealed himself and spoke to us, that the way that Chazal teach us, or the Torah teaches us, Hashem's revelation on Har Sinai is b'derech hakosav ashlishi hamachriya binyan. That's the way that it's revealed. Not only that, but the same thing is true by the Mishkan. Rashi, at the end of Parshas Pekudei, quotes the Medrash, that on the one hand, it says, v'lo yachal Moshe lavo ol ha-moed, that Moshe couldn't come inside the ol ha-moed, but yet it says, kosav echad oimer, u'babo Moshe lo ha-moed. Moshe comes into the ol ha-moed. So does he come in or does he not come in? So Zag Rashi from Chazal, bo ha-kosav ha-shlishi, you have another pasuk which says, which comes to be machriya, that really Moshe stood outside, but the voice came from within. Really, it's both. So again, not only by the Dvar Hashem by Har Sinai does it come by way of Hakosav Ashlishi, but even the Dvar Hashem in the Mishkan comes via Hakosav Ashlishi, which is obviously consistent with each other, because the Ramban says that the whole concept of Mishkan is an extension and a continuation of Har Sinai. Mishkan is the Hamshach of Har Sinai. Yet both are done Ayidei Akosav Ashishi V'Achriya Beinehem. Not only that, but by the Mokum HaMikdash, which of course is the Mishkan, right, you also find the idea of Akosav Ashishi. Where do you find the first Akosav Ashishi by the Mikdash? By the Akedah, which is the site of the Mikdash. What does it say? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is told by Avram, on the one hand you told me, Ha'aliyu Lehola, bring him as an Ola. Yet on the other hand you tell me, Shachteyu Be'aleyu, you're supposed to shacht him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't tell you to shacht him, I said Ha'aliyu. I didn't say shacht him. But anyways, you see that Avram had, at the Mokum HaMikdash, Shnei Chesupim HaMachishim Zedze. That's at the Mokum HaMikdash. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, have to be Machriya Bnei. So you see that by Mishkan, Mikdash, Har Sinai is an Indian of why so? Because the whole revelation of Sinai is the idea of Shamayim and Aretz. That Shamayim and Aretz are Shnei Chesuv HaMachishim Zedzeh. Just like Neshama and Guf are Shnei Chesuv HaMachishim Zedzeh. But the great nes and revelation of Matan Torah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu merged them together, which is the Vayered Hashem al HaSinai. That Shemayim comes down to Aretz, and now they are one, that they are unified. Which we spoke about in the Kar Chesky. That it says in the Torah, it says, Mi yalu lanu ha-shamayim. You don't have to go up to Shemayim anymore. It's b'ficha v'vavcha l'asaso. Why would you have to go up to Shemayim to get the Torah? Teretz is because the Avos HaKadoshim had to go up to Shemayim to get the Torah. There was no Torah in this world. Avram Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov, they had to be mekayim the Torah as it was in Shemayim. Like the Zohar says, that when Yaakov used the maklos, when he put them in the water to make the animals change their appearance, the Zohar says that through that he was mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. That was the mitzvah of tefillin for Yaakov Avinu. It's very different than our tefillin. Why? Because Yaakov had to be mekayim tefillin as it was in its shayrish, in Shemayim. But now that there's something called Torah, there's a revelation called Sinai, that Shemayim and Aretz, they are one, they're brought down into this world, you can do mitzvahs in this world in a simple way. You could do talis by putting a talis over your head. You couldn't do that, per se, before the giving of Torah. Because it was only after the experience of Antoya, of Har Sinai, that there's a Yichud Shemayim and Aretz, that it's no longer Shnei Ksitvim HaMachishim, there's a cause of HaShlishi, which is the Torah, which is Tanakh, which is Vayihi Bayoyim HaShlishi, the Torah was given Yom HaShlishi, Yom HaGumar Mishabes. It's a Torah Tlisoi. The Torah is called the three-pronged Torah. It was given on the third day, in the third month, with Tanakh, by Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, by three. It's called three because Torah is the cause of HaShlishi itself, which is Machriya between all spheres. That's Torah. And that's why Dafka, whenever there's a revelation of Dvar Hashem, which is Dvar Hashem is Torah, Ki Mitzion Tetzei Soro Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, the Dvar Hashem, whether it's Mikdash, whether it's Mishkan, whether it's Har Sinai, Chazal bring it down to us through the Tzinor of HaKosav HaShlishi Machriya, which is what we saw before. If we have time to be ma'arich in this, but just we'll start a little bit. Of course, the Makam HaMikdash, which is the place of the Akedah, thank you. which is the place of the Akedah, is the place from which we were zochet to the shofar. It says, "Bayar v'hini ayel acher nachas basvach," and from that ayel comes the shofar. The shofar, therefore, that ayel was in essence the kasev hashishi machriya. There was a shachtehu, there was a haleu, which resolved the stira, so to speak, through the ayel. And the shofar which we have from the ayel is forever the kasev hashishi machriya. Because Chazal said they had two horns. One of the horns was from Matan Torah, which we said before is the ultimate kasev hashishi hamachriya, which is why it says vayihi kol hashofar vayichud v'chule vayirid Hashem al Sinai, that it took the voice of the shofar in order to make chal this vayirid Hashem al Sinai. But every Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yom Tshua Yihi Alachem, every Rosh Hashanah is a machriya b'nehem. Every single time, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes in din and he looks at mitzvot and averos. These are shnei chesivim hamachishin zedze. Every Rosh Hashanah is a safik in a stira. Until you blow this close shofar, and that's machriya b'neha. Because the koyach of the trua has the koyach to be machriya between the kategor and the sanegor, the chusim and the averos, the nesham and the guf, that's all with the koyach of the trua. That's why it says in the pasuk, Allah elokim b'trua, havaya b'kol shofar, which Chazal explained, that before the kol shofar, it's elokim. It's elokim, which is a shein din. However, once there's a tshuva, havaya b'kol shofar, that Hashem takes the Elokim and He reveals the tzahar rachamim the Elokim, so that it's no longer a steer between havaya and Elokim. That's a shnei chesivim machishin zedze. But once you blow the shofar, then all Elokim is tshuva, havaya b'kol shofar, that really havaya and Elokim is the same. And that's why on Motzi Yom Kippur, which is the culmination of Rosh Hashanah, what do? We blow the shofar at the end of Yom Kippur, and then we say, Hashem hu Elokim, Hashem hu Elokim. Because that sira which we began with in Rosh Hashanah, between Havai and Elokim, which were mamtik all 10 days of Aser Simei Tshuva, come the 10th day of Tshuva, after we've done Tshuva on Yom Kippur, it's Machriya, and we can say, Hashem hu Elokim. There's no sira. Because Tshuva has the keach to be Machriya. As the Bnei Yisrael brings from the Zidit Shoyver, that the 13th Midah of the Yidgim Amidah Sabrachamim corresponds to the Yidgim Amidah Shatad Nidresh Abraham. What is it? Shneichsun Machish Nezeh. And what's the 13th and 12th Midah? It says like this, Hashem Hashem Karachim Achanun Vinake. It says Vinake. Nake is the 13th. The Gemara asks the Stira. It says Vinake, then it says Lo Yinake. I to Stira. So Zok the Zidit Shaver. Oh, the reason why the Gemara has a Stira Nake Lo Yinake, because it's Keneged the Shneichsun Machish Nezeh. So what's the answer the Gemara gives? Nakei la shavim, lo yinakei la inam shavim. If you do tshuva, it's nakei. But if you don't do tshuva, it's lo yinakei. Then you don't get cleaned. So what do you see from here? Says the Zidit Shaver, that the tshuva is the kasev hashlishi. Tshuva has the koyach to be machriya, which is exactly why on Aseres you made tshuva, which is the last day of tshuva, which is Yom Kippur, which is the last, which is the 10th, connected to the 13th. Tshuva has the koyach to be machriya between these shnei chesuvim ha-machishin zetz. That's why it says, "Vayihi kol hashofar, vayirid Hashem al Sinai, vayirid Hashem al Sinai." Is gematria shamayim aretz, also gematria trua, because through the trua, there was a yichud shamayim and aretz, which is the soda of vayirid Hashem al Sinai. They all have the same gematria, 681. What you see from here is that Matan Torah, the experience of Matan Torah, is the ultimate shnei chesuvim hamachishlim. That's why you find that when you have Shnei Edim Hamachishim Zedze, Shnei Edim in Halacha, the Torah says, Bechicheshba, that they're Chicheshba, right? That they're Machishim Zedze. So what's the Eza? Vinishba, they have to take a Shvua. If they have a Shvua, it's Machriya between the Shnei Edim, these two Edim Hamachishim Zedze. What's the Pshat? Because one Eid is like Shemayim. Shemayim is called an aid, yeah? And also the Aretz is called an aid. Like Rashi said in the beginning of Nitzavim, the Shemayim and the Aretz are Shnei Edim who testify against you. So you have one aid which is Shemayim, and you have another aid which is the Aretz. When they're V'chicheshba, the aid is V'nishba. V'nishba is a Lashon Shavuos. Shavuos. Shavuos, which is Matan Torah, is Machriya between the steer of these two Edim. That's the secret of Shavuos. That's why it says V'nishba. Because Shavuos in itself is machriya between all the spheres of all the spheres. How is Chesed merged with Gvura and Gvura with Tiferes? Come Shavuos, it all makes sense. And Hashem reveals the Or HaGonos, and all the Shnei Chesedim HaMachrishim, they all have Shalom with each other. So that's the pshat, that if you take the Rashi Tevos, Shayavu HaKosav HaShlishi V'Yachriya Beinehem, it's Rashi Tevos Shavuah. Shavuah. Because the Koyach of a Shavuah, which is Shavuos, has the Koyach to be machriya between these Shnei Edim, Shemayim Aras, which are Machrishim Zedze. Now the ultimate Shnei Chesedim HaMachrishim Zedze is the world which we see. The mysterious between the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world versus the fact that we see just Tohu Vavohu in this world. So really we're waiting for Mashiach, which is the ultimate Machriya Beinehem. That's why right before it says by Yomer Elokim Yior, at the end, the very last words of the second pasuk, it says Veruach Elokim Rachefes Apnei Amayim, which Chazal say is a reference to Mashiach. Because from that Ruach Elokim Rachefes, which is at the end of this Tohu Vavohu, he brings on the third pasuk of Bayom Elokim Yior. Mashiach will reveal the word. He is the Machriya Beinehem. That's why you have Shnei Alpayim Tohu and Shnei Alpayim Torah. Chazal say 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 years of Torah. Torah and Tohu are steer with each other. Then Shnei Alpayim Mashiach. Mashiach is Machriya between the Tohu and the Torah. And that's why in the Animamin, by Mashiach, you find something very interesting. What do we say? And let me go on to this whole tangent. The Afal Pisha Yismameya Im Kolze Achakala B'chol Yom Shayavo. What's this Afal Pisha Yismameya? Even in the Mimer itself, we create a Shnei Machrishim Zedze. We say he's going to come, and then we say, but even though he's taking so long, well, if he's taking so long, maybe he won't come. No, Achakala B'chol Yom Ad Shayavoy. Shayavoy, this word Shayavoy is the same word of Ad Shayavo Hakosav Ashlishi. That there's something called Shayavoy. Even the word Shayavoy is Yud Beis Aleph. Beis and the Aleph are sois of each other, because Aleph is the first Pasuk, and Beis is the second Pasuk, so the Yud of Yavo is Machuya. Because Chazal say that Yud is the Sharish of all the Osios. So the Yud is Machuya between the Beis and the Aleph, which is Neshnei Chesuv Machishim. So Mashiach himself is this Kosav Ashlishi, even though he's taking a long time, he's Machriya Beinehem. He'll be Machriya between the steer between that he's going to come and that he's taking a very long time. That's why if you take Mashiach biribuo, yeah? Which means like this, Mem, Mem Shin Yud, Mem Shin Yud Ches, which is the Bechina of Achol Pisha Yismameha, that it's taking a long time, because it's taking a long time to spell it out, yeah? That's why it's called Acharayim, because it's M'uchar. It takes longer to come, it's M'uchar. It's Gematria HaKosav HaShlishi. Because even though Mashiach takes a long time, he's the Kosh of HaShlishi. HaMachriya Beinehem. Let us be zechet to see the ultimate Kosh of HaShlishi. And that's why it says like this. After we say at Shacharis, we bring the Beis to Rabbi Shmuel, we say, what do we say? Shnei Chesedim is the Ad HaShlishi Beinehem. Yehi Ratzon Bafanecha She'Yibon HaBeis HaMikdash. That's why we stay Beis HaMikdash. Because after we speak about the Kosh of HaShlishi, right? Then we can speak about having a tefillah of Bina Beis HaMikdash. That's what we started with. Because in that place of the Bina Beis HaMikdash, that's where the Kosav HaShlishi comes from. Like you find also by Yaakov Avinu. It says by Yaakov that when he slept in the Makam HaMikdash, yeah? He slept in the Makam HaMikdash. It says he had this dream. Vayishka b'makam ahu b'yacholom. He had a dream. What does he see? The Malachim going up and down. Right? He sees the Malachim going up and down. So Yaakov Avinu also had a steer. He saw, and in the Makam HaMikdash, which by the way is the place of Avram Avinu's Kosav HaShlishi, Machriya, the Shnei Chesedim HaMachrishim, yeah, he saw there a Yichud Shemayim and Aretz, which didn't make sense to him. Because he saw, Hinei Malach Elohim, Olav Yardim Bo. He saw Shemayim and Aretz being attached, but his whole life was not like that. He was in Shemayim to do mitzvahs, yet he saw in this Makam, Malach Elohim, Olav Yardim Bo. Yeah? So it's a stira. That's why it says Vayishkav b'makom ahu, that Hashem revealed him the Kosav HaShlishi. Vayishkav is Rashi Tevus Uva HaKosav HaShlishi V'Yachriya Bineo. That's Rashi Tevus. That's why it says Vayishkav. And there he had the Kosav HaShlishi, because Yaakov himself, by the way, is the Kosav HaShlishi. How so? Because Abraham is the first, which is Chesed, and Yitzchak is Gvura, it's Shnei Ksuvim HaMachrishim. Until Yaakov himself, he's the Kosav HaShlishi HaMachriya Bineo. Yaakov himself. That's why it says that Yaakov really comes before Abraham. Because it says, Yaakov asher podes Avram. How did Avram get out of the Kivshan Eish? Because it would be a Yaakov. That means that Yaakov, even though he comes third, he really comes first. That's why it says, Olim v'yordim bo, on Yaakov, he saw the terrace of the Kosav HaShlishi, because he himself was the Kosav HaShlishi Mechir B'nei. Yaakov himself.
They also, when Yaakov is lying down, the rocks are fighting each other.
Oh, very good. That's very good. The Avonim, the Kishin's
idea. Exactly.
Very nice.
If anyone wants, tomorrow we're going to do a Tu B'Shvat Seder in my apartment at 4:30. So you want to let everyone on the bed.